So we're going to start with, going to go through the halachas of the Seder. We did this last year and the year before, so some of you might see this as a chazorah. The chazorah is not a bad thing. Person comes to the night of the Seder and he's going to be going to Mekayim, mitzvahs both on a Torah level and mitzvahs made Rabbanon. This year, because the Seder falls out not on Friday night, so the mitzvah of Kiddush is a Kiddush and Yom Tov is the Rabbanon. Besides the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is the Rabbanon, there's also a mitzvah of Dalet Kosis, which is a separate Rabbanon. They overlap. The Chazal set up that the Dalet Kosis will be the Kosis which are used for the other mitzvahs as well. So the mitzvah of saying Kiddush and the mitzvah of saying Kosis of Berachas Amazon will be two of the Dalet Kosis. That's two separate mitzvahs. Your Mekayim, each one of the Kosis, the mitzvah of one of the Dalet Kosis, plus the separate mitzvah of Kiddush, Berachas, benching on a Kos, etc. We also have Mekayim other mitzvahs, the rice on the first night of Pesach, which is the mitzvah of Havagadah. The mitzvah deraisa of matzah, the mitzvah derabanan of morer, the mitzvah midirei kabbalah of halel. The second night we'll makan those mitzvahs derabanan. Okay, so a person should have in mind mitzvah tikkun kavana by the rice is for sure. By the derabanan's, it's a shaila in the Magen Avraham whether mitzvah tikkun kavana by the derabanan's or not, but. By the rices we pass the mitzvah tikkun kavana. So a person should have kavana when he does the mitzvahs, to be kind of the mitzvahs that say, mir rice and mir rabbanon. So before he says Kiddush, he's going to have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of the first kais of the dalet kaisis. Some people have a minig to say that out. Some places where you're allowed to be mafsik, that's fine. In the places where you're not allowed to be mafsik, that's more complicated. Okay. The Kais has to hold the Revius. In regards to the Shear Revius, it's a Derabanan. Shabura holds by Derabanan. You can go with the smaller Shear. You don't have to go with the larger Shear. The calculation of the smaller Shear is a big machloik. It's exactly how large it is. Rav Moshe holds that the smaller Shear is 3.3 ounces. So your Kais should hold at least 3.3 ounces. Rav Chaim Noah has a Shear which is smaller, which is 2.9. If you have a Kais which holds 3 ounces, really make it, then you could be that's sufficient. It is preferable to use a smaller kos rather than a larger kos, because there is different than the night any other time you eat drink a kosher bracha, which the shear is just to drink red revius, which is a mole lugmov. Another name for revius is mole lugmov. However, by the night of the Seder, there's a mile of drinking red kos, preferably the whole kos. So if you're drinking, you start with a 9-ounce kais, your rov kais is 4.5 ounces, or a little more than 4.5 ounces. You start with a kais which holds 3 ounces, and your rov kais and your mole lugmov are the same. If you hold that, the shear mole lugmov is the amount you have to drink. Anytime you have a kais shabracha, you have to drink mole lugmov. Mole lugmov is considered rov revius. So if you say revius is 2.9 ounces, so rov revius is 1.5. If you say that Revius is 3.3, so Revius is 1.7. Then not a large amount, but by the night of Seder, you're going to add Rav Kais. So the larger the cup, the more Rav Kais this is going to be. So preferably, a person should drink Rav Kais, if possible. So it's preferable to use a smaller Kais rather than a larger Kais, as long as you feel comfortable that it's going to give you the full shear. And the night when the Seder falls out Friday night, so the first one of the Dalet Kosis is larger. It's mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush Friday night. The person can actually switch after the first kosis. The rest of the kosis are derabanan. So even on the Friday night, you can use a larger kosis for the first kosis and then switch to a smaller kosis to use the shear derabanan. Okay, the kosis has all of the dinim of a kosis shel bracha, that there shouldn't be any type of cracks in it. The kosher should be shalem. You're supposed to fill it up all the way. It should be washed in and out. Now, in regards to the din of hadacha, from one kosher to the next, so from the first kosher to the second kosher, you do not need to wash the kosher. From the second to third kosher, because you have the kosher on the table during the meal, you might come to drink from it. So you need to do you should do hadacha and shtiva, which means you're washing it inside and out. If you remove the kosher from the table immediately after Kiddush, immediately after the second kais before hamotzi, so they're not on the table, you're not using them during the meal, then you would not need to do shtifa and hadacha. So the Mor says one of the dinim of a kershav bracha is you should do, it should be clean, since it's using it again and again for kershav bracha, it's not a problem. But again, if it's used for the meal, you need to do shtifa hadacha. So between the second and third kais, you should wash out the kais. For the third and the fourth, again, you do not need to wash it out before you use it. Okay. What should you use to fill the kais? So preferably a person should use wine, because of the union of cheres. There's different than, say, the kiddush, which you have in general Friday night, or the Shabbos morning, or all of those other times where the Gemara is very clear that yayin megito, yayin which has not fermented yet, is considered yayin. So assuming that our grape juice meets that criteria of yayin megito, so it'll be the same thing. So that's in general, but over here, besides that, there's union of cheres. So you can normally use grape juice without any hesitation. But over here, that there's union of cheres, which Rosh Hashanah holds that Yayin Megito would fulfill the union of cheres, but Moshe held not like that. So Moshe held that it would require his wine. Now, if a person finds that he has difficulty drinking wine on an empty stomach, and it's going to make him feel, you know, a little bit sick or giddy or whatever it is during Magid, so you can mix the wine with grape juice. Again, you don't have to drink, you use a smaller cup, you're drinking, you know, about a little bit less than 2 ounces of wine. That really shouldn't give you such a bad reaction. You know, again, if the person, you know, has this 15-ounce cup from his aunt's, you know, May, you know, she gave it to him as a bar mitzvah present, and he feels like he has to use it, and he holds you one mark on the sheet of kol hakos, and he wants to use, you know, 13% alcohol, yes, he's going to have a problem. Seichel, there's no favor that you use seichel. To use a smaller cup, don't drink the whole kos, and don't use a very heavy alcohol content wine, and you'll be able to fulfill it with wine. Preferably it should be red, unless there's a white wine, which is better. Nowadays, that's really not such a problem. By the night of the Seder, because it should be red, if a person mixes a white wine with grape juice, see, even normally there's a lach of Ein Svi Ba'Ochlin, we're not concerned about the issue of coloration by foods. One of the malachas is Tzeveya. So you're coloring the food. Well, we're not worried about Tzeveya because Ein Svi Ba'Ochlin. However, there is a shita which says that that's only if you don't care about the coloring. But over here, since your whole goal is to change its color from white to red, there is an issue of tzviya. So preferably, if a person is mixing the two and he wants to fulfill the union of red, he should pour the wine into the grape juice. So since the grape juice already is there, it doesn't look like you're changing the color or anything. Whereas if you have the white wine sitting there, you pour the grape juice into the wine, you see the change of the coloring. So that would be more problematic. Nowadays, there are plenty of fine red wines that you could use. You have this, there's a wine which is like 3% alcohol, which you almost can't even taste the alcohol. So, according to Moshe, the Rambam Mekayem Cheres really should be noticeable. So, I think the 5% already is noticeable, and that's sufficient. But you get some of these really, really Israeli wines are very, very minimal alcohol content. It's not preferable. If a person finds that he's not comfortable with that, he can use grape juice. And he can switch, let's say, for the first curse, because it's an empty stomach, he'll use grape juice, and the second curse is right before the meal, the third curse is right after the meal, he'll use wine, and for the fourth curse, he can switch back to grape juice. It doesn't have to be consistent throughout the night. The chiyuv applies to women and to ketanim as well, once they are old enough to really understand the union of the Seder, which would be from the age of 5 or 6. Okay. It's brought down that the Balabayah should not fill his own kais. Other people should do it for him. Many people have the custom that everybody's filling for everybody else. That's not really brought down that Mikir Adin, but fine. Now, regards to how to do Kiddush, there are really two options, and each person has their own kais. They can really say their own Kiddush. If you're a large group, it would be better that one person would say to everybody else. The idea of everybody saying Kiddush together each one of their own kais, with all saying it together, I'm not a big fan of, because we have a different trait called mishamoy. When you hear two sounds, it's distracting and it's hard to focus on it. So even though when you're saying yourself mikra din, trait called mishamoy doesn't apply, because it might say you're saying it, but it does sound like it is distracting for the person to have somebody else saying at the same time. So you have two or three people, each person says one after the other, it's not a large time lapse, that's fine. You have 15 people, each person saying one after the other, it's going to become cumbersome, and you lose your time for chatzos, etc. So one person can say, everyone will hold their own kais while the Mekadosh is saying the Kiddush, and they will be yotzei with him by listening to him. A person should make sure they don't speak between the bracha and the drinking. The person is supposed to do the drinking. All of the curses have to be drank by a seva. So now, when we do a seva, so a seva should not be that you're leaning on air. A seva should not be that what you're doing. A seva should be done in a way that you're being supported. So if a person, somebody can't hear. Was there a complaint that somebody can't hear? I'm at the highest audio that I have. Okay, so if a person will turn the chair in such a way that he's being supported, that's much better haseva than a person like leaning like this in the air and there's nothing supporting. That's not haseva. So haseva has to be done in a way which is comfortable. The point of haseva is that it's comfortable. You're leaning on nothing. So like leaning like this, like, you know, you feel like, you know, you have no support. So that's not really haseva. So a person should really turn the chair in such a way, if he has an armchair, so you're being supported on the armchair, you can do that. If you don't have an armchair, you should lean backwards into the chair and move the chair sideways a little bit so that you're leaning. Haseva has to be done on the left side. No, you can do, you can, the question was, everybody heard, that the lady was asking, can you lean your arm over the side of the chair? So it's a lower top chair, so there's no problem of leaning over it. That's fine, as long as the body feels supported. The main thing is not the arm; it's the body. Okay. So a lot of times you see somebody starts drinking, you realize he's not doing haseva. You say haseva. Well, don't say haseva if you haven't drank yet. Okay, so we mentioned that the person should drink the whole kais. When the person drinks the whole kais, it's brought down that it should be done preferably in a shir of kadesh shir shavias, which means in one or two or three gulps, the person would take one, two, three, make a whole, you know, he doesn't have to pour the whole thing down his mouth in one shot. If a person can't do it in that period of time, you do a kadesh shir pras. After this process is a big mechalikus how long it is, somewhere between 2 to 9 minutes. Now, for svardim, really a person needs to do it in that smaller period of time. The Vadya has a tshuva in his agada. He says, if you do it in the zman of kadesh shir pras, you'd not be yotzei. Okay. If a person did not do a seva, so for Ashkenazim, by the first kais, you should drink the kais again. So you're yotzei kiddush, you drank, but the person needs to do a seva. A person should drink another kais. Now there's a problem. Looks like you're being moist of all the kaises. So Mishabura says you really should have in mind, in case you have this issue, you can have another kais. You plan to drink some more, so this way you'll be able to not have a problem. The argument being, if you weren't planning to drink anymore, the same way we make a new bracha on every one of the kaises, you should lean a new bracha on the second kais. Well, now you're making a new bracha, rip your gulp, and it looks like you're adding another kais. You know, that'll be most of all the kaises. So, that's part of the problem, especially by the last kais. You cannot do that. You have to make sure you do a baseva. So, a person should be careful to do a seva. But yeah, if you didn't do a seva for Ashkenazim, you're not yotzei. For Vajas in his Agada says for Svardim, you would be yotzei. Okay. Kaddish, Urchatz. Yeah. No, they should. It's just they should, because they can't lose the mitzvah. But you're getting involved in a suffix bracha rishona, so really, it'd be better to try and avoid. The best thing is to drink baseva. I always had a question about Mr. Burr, like, you know, if you're such a lamdan, to remember to think about that you have in mind in case you drink another kais, because you'll have it in mind for bracha. This way, you'll be probably more silicosis, because you might not do a seva. Should just do a seva already. You know, it always bothered me, like. If you're such a lamdan, just be a lamdan and just do a seva already. Okay. Urkatz. So that you do the Hilchos Sedayim like you'd be doing for the Suda, you don't make a bracha. Being there to the Yad of the Paris, Tibil of Dabashi to Lamashka, most of Shadim hold that there is a din of Dabashi to Lamashka even as man is there, so don't make a bracha. If a person did make a bracha, so now we come into a new problem. No bracha, no bracha, no bracha. Bracha to Hashem, l'kein ha-melech olam, right? That's what happens, right? So that everybody holds it for sure that if you do not eat a sheer less of a kazayas, they were not masakein the din natila. The mishabura in kuf samaches, I'm sorry, kuf munches, is masupik the bechlal that when we do by the seder that we wash for less of a kazayas seems to be strange. Says, oh, you see, the Torah does hold like that. Nobody else, but just the Torah. So what we do is like a little bit strange. But in regards to making a bracha, it's definitely much more of a bracha levatala. So if it's, I would say in that situation, a person should eat a kazayas. Even normally by karpas, we say not to eat a kazayas. The Mishabur, the real halacha suggests that you should have in mind when you wash that you're not washing for the suda. And this way, but later on, when it comes to the suda, you're washing again, even if your hands were clean, it's not a problem of bracha levatala, because you had in mind not to be moitzi for the suda. It's a suffix whether that works, so we're going to have to address other ways of dealing with that later on as well. Karpas. Should be a green vegetable. The Lashon Chazal is Yerokas. Doesn't say that for karpas. It says Yerokas. Karpas is to be understood as celery. There is some people which have a minute to use parsley. Parsley, I think, is questionable. I think the bracha Rishon on parsley is actually shahakal, since it's not a derech not to eat it. But it's not so bad if you make a shahakal, even though everybody think you're strange, because I think the bracha b'shanan morer is also shahakal. So it's probably right to make a bracha b'shahakal on by karpas to be mitzvah the morer if the correct bracha is shahakal. I understand I'm being like an iconoclast. I'm from Silver Spring. But use celery, make a domo. Some people mimic the use of potatoes, other things. That's not preferred. Historically in Europe, they did that because they didn't really have too much another option. If you have an option of using a green vegetable, you should use it. You should take less than a kazayas. And you should dip it into salt water. That should be done before the bracha. You should have in mind, this is already the Rashbam says, you should have in mind when you make the bracha, b'repi adoma, and the karpas, that you're being moitzi, covering the morer as well. Even though the mor is being eaten during the meal, and normally vegetables, you do not make a bracha on vegetables during the meal, separate than the meal. So a person washes and eats vegetables during the meal, he doesn't make a bracha rishona. A person eats an apple during the meal, he makes a repi eitz. Most people are eating lettuce during the meal, they're not making a repi adoma. It's part of the meal. The question over here is that the morer is being eaten because of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to eat it together with matzah. So in one way it's clearly part of the meal, in one way it's not part of the meal. You're not doing it for kavana to be part of the meal, you're doing kavana to the mitzvah. So it's a suffix, whether it needs a bracha rishona or brepi adoma. So because of the suffix, when you have the bracha by the over here on the karpas, that allows you to recover that suffix that there's a need for bracha rishona on the mor. There's no chalukas whether you eat it by seva or not. Rav Chaim Brisker held you eat it by seva, because the reason why we eat it is to show cheres that we're dipping things. Dipping was in cheres. So according to Rav Chaim Brisker, you should eat it by seva. The minhag garlem is not like that. Not to eat it by seva. So I myself do not eat it by seva. If a person did eat a kazayas, he does not say bracha acharona. And he's going to have in mind that the benching is going to cover it, which that's going to be a suffix whether benching covers it. but because you want to use it to cover the mortar, if you say bracha acharna, for sure it's not going to cover the mortar. Okay, now, it comes out that you're making a brit adama, so you might see the mortar, so you can't leave your house between the brit adama of the karpas until you get to the mortar, because then you will lose your bracha. A bracha is like adama ha'etz shahakol. If you do shini makam, you lose the bracha. So now you shouldn't really step out anyway. I'll say sechadas during the haggadah. Because you know, I need some fresh air. I need to step out for a minute. You really should do that l'chatchila. By svardim, you can have the same problem with b'pei dolphin. By svardim, they only make a b'pei dolphin on the first and third curse. They don't make a b'pei dolphin on the second curse. They rely on the first curse. If you go up on the first curse or the second curse. So according to them, you have the same issue. You shouldn't step out. Okay. Yachatz. So you break the matzah into two pieces. You put away the larger piece for the afikomen. The smaller piece should be a kazayas. So it's not like, you know, you have the big matzah and you take like 1/6 of the matzah and you keep, and you put 5/6 of the matzah away for afikomen. The smaller piece should definitely hold a kazayas. Now, the average hand matzah, arguably a fifth of that matzah is probably a kazayas already. So it doesn't have to be a gigantic piece. Okay, person gets now magid. So person has to have in mind to yotze the mitzvah say the raisa. It's brought down, the Mishabur quotes this, it's brought down from the Svardim, you should say it, Besimcha Ube'ema. You're not joking around during the Haggadah. People had very high alcohol content for the first course, sometimes get giddy and they're joking around during the Haggadah. Not a good idea, you know, especially when they're getting to the Makkos and those type of things and they're doing all of their skits of frogs and stuff like that. So, you know, control yourself when you start using plastic frogs. Okay. Person has to understand what he's saying in the Gada. It's not just reading words. You're being magged. You're saying over a story. You have to understand what you're saying. The matzah should be megulus because it's lechem she'enu lov dvarim harbe. You're saying on the lechem the story. You're going to be using multiple matzahs during the meal because there's not enough in the matzahs of the ka'ara to make sure everybody has enough. So those matzahs should be on the table theoretically because that's the lechem that you're going to eat lechem oni. Mitzvah to eat lechem oni, and that lechem oni is lechem that you've said stories on. So you have to talk about the matzah. So Moshe says, but it's brought down from the real. You should not have other matzahs on the table. So Rashi says that he holds the solution really is that each balabayas, if you have multiple balabatim, let's say your father-in-law with multiple sons-in-law, should have their own gimel matzahs, their own ka'ara matzahs, and possibly even each bachur or bar mitzvah, so you can share with the women. So between all of the different sets of matzah, you can have enough to give over to all the women. I don't think the Minhag Olam was like that, but there's interesting eitzah. If a person empties out the kosis by the ten makas, the kosher should be mole. One of the dinim of kosher bracha should be mole. The person should refill the kos for the second kos. Okay, the minimum amount of the Haggadah that a person has to hear is Avada Mayinu, the Ten Makis, and from Rabbi Gamliel until the Kosh Sheni. So that's relevant where sometimes women have to step out, or a person not feeling well, and he needs to say the minimum amount of the Haggadah, that's the minimum amount of the Haggadah. Everything else he could skip. Person should not talk during the Haggadah, other Nyanim besides the Haggadah, unless it's a Tzarech. You pick up the second kais from the paragraph of the Fikach. So that's going to be five paragraphs, the paragraph of the Fikach. than the two paragraphs that's going to be four paragraphs, the Fikach and the two paragraphs of Hallel and the paragraph of the Bracha, and then the Bracha. First, should have in mind when he makes a Rit Pergofen before he drinks, have in mind that he's going to be into the midst of the second of the Dalet Kosis. The Shi'as Eidam Ba'aseva, again, preferably the whole Kos. Preferably should be done in a very short period of time, which means two swallows. If a person wants to have in mind, he should think it, shouldn't necessarily say it out, because that would be a hefsek. Okay, so now rochsa. So you have a problem, you're washing your hands and making bracha of alatil sidayim. Well, you're not really chayv in alatil sidayim because your hands are clean. You already washed your hands in a way which is a valid netila for the suda. So see, if you're Masiach Das from Shmir Shidayim, which is unlikely, because you've been saying the Haggadah, you have to keep your hands clean and Meshumer while you're saying the Haggadah. So Meshumer Bir Locha suggests you should do something to bring yourself to Vadei Chiyuv. So touch a part of your body before you wash, which is normally covered. Scratch your fingers into your scalp. When you say a person touches their hair, they have to wash their hands again. It doesn't mean touching your hair. It means like scratching your head into the scalp. And then you'll wash and you'll have in mind for Alan Tila Sidayim. So that, from that point until after, you're not going to speak until after Karech. So any instructions that have to be given out, that have to be said, really should be done before the washing, so people will know what to do for the Motzi Matzah and the Morer and the Karech. Because preferably a person shouldn't speak until after Karech. Okay, Motzi Matzah, that a person should have in mind that he's kind of necessary the Raisa of eating matzah. The Bracha of Alachilas Matzah is going to cover the matzah that you're going to eat for Karech, and also the matzah that you're going to eat for Afikoman as well. There actually is a Shita which is brought down, you shouldn't speak till after the Afikoman because of this issue. The Shloah suggests a person should not speak during the meal. Definitely speed up the meal a little bit. And after Afikoman, until benching, you're allowed to speak. So I do not recommend that. It's brought down. That's quite a chumrah to do. And if you take that akpada, your mother says, what are you doing? Don't say Rabbi Reingold said so. Please do me a favor. Okay. But it is brought down on the Torah already. The person should not speak till after Karech. Because since the Alachilas Matzah and Alachilas Mor is covering the Karech as well, so you should not be mafsik. So the mitzvah, the matzah, is a mitzvah deraisa. So you want to try and eat it in a kedei achilas pras, in a way you're going to count the mitzvah deraisa. So preferably you should do it in the chair in the time of 2 minutes. That takes from the time you swallow until you finish your kazayas. A person finds it difficult to be done in 2 minutes. So there are other shiurim that share 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, etc. Preferably up to the shiur of 4 minutes or 4.5 minutes is a reliable shiur. Okay. It has to be eaten by seva. Our minhag is not to add salt to it. Actually, the minhag is to add salt. So how much you have to eat? How big is the shear? So that's a little bit difficult to give a standard size, because it really depends on how thick the matzah is. It's done by volume. That being said, it's not as big as people think it is. So I refer you to, if you can get your, you can get, I did a halacha video on the shurim and different things, halachas of the Seder, so whether I actually showed the size of the matzah. I'm not going to use the matzah right now to show it to you, because my house is still chametzik, my matzah is pesedik. Over there we bought special matzah to use for the purpose of it. So that's one chart. I have that chart. So some of you can see that I have that chart, which is reliable chart, but actually in the on the video shear, I actually want even a little bit of a smaller shear than you have on that chart. So it's really not that big. You want to eat that in 2 minutes. It's actually doable. Okay. So we covered through Motzi Matzah. So we have Maror Karet, etc. Maybe, if you don't mind, we'll stop here. It's a half an hour. We'll stop here. And Mr. Shem, next week, Shabbos, we'll do the second half. And if people have difficulty tracking down that video, I can see if I can find where I have mine stored in my Google Drive, and I can share it with people. Okay, Rabbi Sadia, have a good walk. Thank you for joining.